lot of fun here at Paul Hahn & Co. I'm Julian Taylor. We are live, and this is episode number 88 of The Jukebox. You just heard number 9 from Alan Toussaint, another musician from down south in New Orleans who really changed the way that we listen to music, and he's excellent, so I hope you enjoyed that song. And before that, Huey Piano Smith, and he's also an American rhythm and blues pianist with Don't You Just Know It. Right now, I want to play you a song from one of my good friends, Jeremy Dutcher. I ran into him not too long ago, and he's up to new music and up to new tricks. I absolutely love this artist and his artistry. Here on the show is Jeremy Dutcher.
Yeah. Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I'm Julian Taylor, your host here on the Jukebox Show. This is episode number 88, live from Paul Hahn & Co. You got to come check out the store. It's right on Yonge Street in Rosedale area. Is this Rosedale area? Not really. Is it? Okay, it is Rosedale area. The technicians here at Paul Hahn have tuned pianos for the likes of the Pointer Sisters, Burton Cummings, Gordon Lightfoot, and that's just to name a few. I mean, who knows? Maybe they've even tuned pianos for Elton John, which you just heard. That was Crocodile Rock. Some more great music coming up on the show for you. We've got something from Quincy Jones and his release, The Dude, a song called Just Once. Also, Rufus Wainwright, Going to Town, and the Philosopher Kings right here, right now, with Hurts to Love You.
see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America. I'm gonna make it up for all of the Sunday times. I'm gonna make it up for all of the nursery rhymes that never really seem to want to tell.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we find a way to finally make we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going, and it seems at times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why the good times never last for long? Where are we going wrong?
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Scattered along the eastern seaboard and Gulf Coast, grassy salt marshes provide habitat for birds and marine life. They help protect coastal communities from flooding by absorbing wave energy and soaking up water. And they store a lot of carbon, because when marsh grasses die, they fall into waterlogged soils. It's a low-oxygen environment where plants break down very slowly, so all that carbon-rich material builds up over time. John White is a professor of oceanography and coastal sciences at Louisiana State University.
Our wetlands have been here for thousands of years, and they've just been piling up organic matter.
But as seas rise and increasingly intense storm waves batter the coast, many salt marshes are eroding. As they do, wetlands that have long helped store carbon could become sources of carbon pollution.
When the marsh begins to erode, the waves basically tear up all that organic matter that's been sitting there. 800 to 1,000 years worth of organic matter washes out into these shallow bays.
Much of it then decomposes, releasing carbon dioxide to the atmosphere and making global warming worse. So protecting salt marshes can also help protect the climate.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.